This is episode number 2471 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 26, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
John Hamm and his 5 o'clock shadow tied the knot over the weekend with longtime girlfriend and co-star Anna Osceola in Big Sur. Oh, so pretty there.
Yeah.
At the site of the Mad Men finale.
Yeah, wow.
The wedding was a star-studded affair with pals including Paul Rudd.
Wow.
Tina Fey.
Uh-huh.
Larry David.
Okay, all right.
John Slattery.
Well, he's at everything.
Billy Crudup.
Yeah.
And again, his 5 o'clock shadow reportedly in attendance. That man's got the dark.
No, he's got a beard, does he not? He's got a beard. If you grow it out.
Probably, if he shaves, you could probably stand next to his face
and
hear it grow. Anna was.
He's a manly man.
He's a manly man.
John Hamm is a manly man.
Anna was in one episode of the series in season 7. She played Clementine, the resort receptionist.
Okay.
So John and Anna's paths crossed again in Confess Fletch, the 2022 movie in which John reprises Chevy Chase's role from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
As the bumbling detective.
Movies.
You know, he finds himself in the middle of a murder.
Yeah.
And then John played the prime suspect.
I'm sure they figure that out.
So now,
the end of the movie. I've never heard of this.
No, I hadn't either. Now, John Hamm in his shadow, 5 o'clock shadow, his beard, 52 years old, and she's a mere 35.
Wow, that's weird, isn't it? Is that 17 years?
Well, are you
surprised? When John was a senior in high school, she was being born. I'm not surprised, and I don't think John's been married before. I could be wrong.
I think he saved
himself for the right one.
Oh, well. They've been actually dating since 2020.
Huh, before she was 35.
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, no, because, you know, John's character in Mad Men was a total womanizer.
Oh, yeah.
He slept with everything that walked, smoked incessantly, drank.
And he married
and drove
someone
while
that was
he was
young.
Drunk and yes, he married a young woman in the series.
Yeah.
Not this young woman. It was another woman.
No.
But interestingly enough, she was in one episode, and that's where they met on the set. So there you go.
Well, they first made their red carpet debut in March of 2022, and they've been red carpet regulars ever since.
Wow. Wow.
So
and nobody's brought that to our attention. Because, you hear the name John Hamm, you go like, okay, John's been in few movies.
Progressive commercials.
Progressive. Well,
actually
you know
funny.
What? You know what's funny about that? I read somewhere that he and the woman who plays Flo actually dated at one time.
Oh, no way.
Back in the day. So this was a reunion. Her name is Stephanie. I can't remember what her last name is. But apparently they dated. They dated once or twice early on.
Oh, that's
while they
funny.
Were all trying to get acting gigs. You know? So that's what you do. You come to Los Angeles, you go, I'm here. I'm in Hollywood. Yay. Notice me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready to play the field or ask fielder's choice or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Something on the field.
Hey, congratulations to John and Anna. And Big Sur is definitely a beautiful, beautiful place overlooking the ocean.
It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
And now I got to go back and watch the last season of Mad Men. That's the only season I haven't seen.
But
so
do
I don't even know who she is.
Should you say congratulations or is
that's
it
Mazel
best Tov. Wishes?
No, that's Mazel Tov.
Oh.
Yeah. He stepped on a glass. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
No, but in general, should you say congratulations?
Oh, no, not to the bride. You always say best wishes to the bride because bad luck to say congratulations to a bride.
So what about to the groom?
I think the groom's okay.
Oh, okay.
I think the groom's fine. Congratulations, John. Best wishes, Anna. It's not going to last.
Christine Baumgartner, the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. Kevin Costner.
Oh, yes.
Well, she released Kevin's earnings and assets in her divorce papers.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, tell us more. Tell us more. How much does John Dutton make? Or the former John Dutton, I should say.
Well, yeah, right. Kevin earned over $19 million last year.
Wow.
Spent over $11 million.
Okay, I got that. That's cool.
What did he spend $11 million on?
Well, you know, he's got houses to pay for and cars and staff.
True. So you left a net income of more than $7.5 million last year. And Christine, she just wants her share.
Should probably get that because he earned that money while she was on the clock.
That's so true.
It's not like they just got married 4 years ago.
Right.
And she's
been a while.
18 years, she's popped out some kids.
Yeah.
I mean, she's owed some money. And come on.
Now, also listed in the financials were Kevin's three houses, one in Santa Barbara County, just up the coast from us,
a hop, skip, and a jump. Yep.
As well as the house in Aspen we've talked about before that
we all want to go stay at.
Sure.
Yeah.
And another beach house that is unclear if it's the one that Christine refuses to vacate.
Should we ask if we can rent Kevin's beach house or stick with the $7,000 a night Aspen house?
You know, question, though, is how long has he owned these three houses and why isn't she on title?
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point.
I doubt he bought those pre Christine.
Might have or might have not. So who knows? But he's got a prenup. Something I kind of remember you saying something last week about the prenup. It definitely protects his properties in plural.
The prenup is going to be exactly what she agreed to.
That's right. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know.
Maybe she's trying to break the prenup.
My guess is, of course, she's going to try to break the prenup.
Well,
negotiate the prenup.
$19 million last year. She's entitled to some of that, right?
I would think so because those are
even
the earnings
expenses,
while married.
What'd you say they made after expenses?
$7.5 million.
Well, that's $3 million. What's $3 million to Kevin Costner, for God's sake?
Pocket change.
It's pocket change, man. The guy poops that before 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he probably does, yeah. So nothing yet from Kevin's lawyers. But you can bet it will be filled with all sorts of counter accusations. And we'll be sure to keep an eye on things for you because that's what we do.
That's what we do here at the Who Cares News.
Yeah, we're dragging the bottom of the barrel.
Nobody cares about divorces more than we do.
Let me tell you.
We watch them all.
Kevin is reported to be worth more than $250 million.
Wow.
So what's $10 million a year in spousal support?
I know, right? What's the big deal? Or $5 million or $20 million? What's the big deal? I mean, you know, he's got all these assets. He could sell
a house.
Yeah,
but then he has to keep working.
He could sell a house, put that in trust for her, and every month dole out her spousal support out of that and be done. He'd never miss it. He would not have to worry about the expenses of a said house anymore because these houses don't keep themselves up. There's cleaners, gardeners, there's landscapers, there's pool boys,
maids, butlers,
there's chefs. Get rid of the house, you get rid of a lot of heartache.
Security.
Ooh, that's a big one there.
Cameras.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
Well, our apologies to Kanye West because he didn't get a part of this. And Halle Berry, again, he's been in a divorce. I mean, you know. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
I'll never apologize to Kanye West. That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.